In Utqiagvik over the weekend, Governor Bill Walker signed legislation recognizing Indigenous Peoples Day in Alaska. KYUK's Christine Trudeau reports the law establishes Alaska as the second state in the nation to recognize Indigenous Peoples Day on the second Monday of October, replacing Columbus Day.
Governor Walker said on Saturday, quote, "This official recognition is just one way we as a state can acknowledge and celebrate the contributions made by First Peoples throughout the history of this land." For the past 2 years, the governor had, quote, "issued one-year observances for the second Monday in October to be Indigenous Peoples Day." The signing of the new law will complete that effort, and Alaska will join South Dakota in recognizing that holiday. Representative Dean Westlake of Kotzebue, Senator Donnie Olson of Nome, and Representative Zach Fansler of Bethel were in attendance for the signing, along with a number of representatives from the North Slope Borough. That's according to Representative Fansler, who is also the first co-signer for House Bill 78, put forward by the representative from Kotzebue.
At one point, we were actually thinking about trying to carry this bill. Representative Westlake ended up carrying it, and we co-signed right away.
The signing was held during Barrow's annual Nalukatuk Whaling Festival.
They take the whales, they've been fermenting them, they'd kind of harvested them back in April, and this is where they divvy up the whale parts to literally the entire community.
The Inupiaq tradition is a day-long festival where much of the town came out to celebrate a successful whale hunt, says Fansler. Different parts of fermented whale are brought out with cakes and candy, followed by singing, a blanket toss, and then dancing. Fansler says it was an appropriate occasion for the bill signing.
People were already super enthusiastic, and then when you coupled that with the idea that we were signing into law something that establishes the second Monday as Indigenous Peoples Day, you know, that just made it all the better.
The crowd and legislators were happy to see the bill finally come to fruition, says Fansler, as there have been several attempts over the years to pass similar legislation.
On the Senate side, on the House side. So I think there has been this push for some time, and for various reasons, sometimes it just doesn't move along. But this year was a year where I think, we had a historic legislature.
Fansler says that for a number of reasons. One being that Alaska is finally seeing its first Speaker of the House who is an Alaska native.
This is meant to be something that's inclusive, and this is something to really promote Native culture throughout our state and recognize the amazing impact of our First People.
Representative Fansler says he's looking forward to celebrating October 9th as Alaska's first official Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm Christine Trudeau.